Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Big changes are ahead on the Boston media landscape. Red Sox principal owner John Henry has entered into an agreement to purchase the 141-year-old Boston Globe from the New York Times Company. Henry's getting the paper at a drastically reduced price compared to what the New York Times paid for it 20 years ago. More now on the reaction to the sale from WBUR's Steve Brown.
Just like that buoyant feeling of optimism that comes around every February when pitchers and catchers report to spring training, there seems to be a hopeful feeling in the air that John Henry's purchase of the Boston Globe will be good news for the struggling newspaper business. The Globe has been on the block since February as its parent company, the New York Times, seeks to unload its New England media holdings. The purchase price, $70 million, is considerably less than the $1.1 billion the Times paid for the Globe back in 1993. For his money, John Henry gets the Globe newspaper, its real estate holdings, websites Boston.com and BostonGlobe.com, as well as the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. He also picks up a 49% share of the Boston Metro newspaper.
I think he's a smart businessman, obviously. He's worth $1.5 billion.
Boston media observers, including BU Mass Communications professor John Carroll, like the prospects of a deep-pocketed local owner.
It's an interesting dilemma for him. How much does he want to invest in it? How much does he want to beef up the Globe? Or how much does he just want to sort of keep it profitable and keep it as a viable regional newspaper?
John Henry isn't commenting publicly on his purchase, nor is it clear what, if any, changes he may make. But BU's Carroll says Henry shouldn't attempt to meddle with the Globe's editorial content.
John Henry may want to bring in his own people, but in a way, if he just approaches this as a business and doesn't look at it as some kind of a toy that he can play with, then I think that the Globe will be the better for it. Mm-hmm. And John Henry will be the better for it, because it gets awfully sticky and awfully complicated when the owner starts prowling through the newsroom. I mean, just look at Rupert Murdoch.
Inside the Globe newsroom, staffers didn't want to go on the record. One longtime employee told me confidentially, Henry seems like a good guy who cares about the paper and has a vested interest in making things work. Former Globe reporter and now Northeastern University professor Walter Robinson says he's hopeful John Henry can maintain the same excellence of journalism at the Globe that he's brought to his other endeavors, most especially the Red Sox.
My hope, my expectation is that nothing will change, that the paper will continue to do the kind of reporting that only the Globe could do.
Robinson cites the Globe's coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings.
That takes a really robust, energetic, smart news staff and a commitment to that kind of coverage, and I expect that won't change.
At the Crimson Corner newsstand in Harvard Square, the news of Henry's purchase of the Globe was well received by owner Chris Catelli.
I think it's great. I think it's wonderful that somebody locally that has a good business plan and a good business track record to keep the Globe going. I think it's a great paper, and it's certainly done well for us as a newsstand and other newsstands in the area.
One customer who stopped by the newsstand to pick up a copy of the Globe and only gave his name as Edward from Somerville wishes Henry well.
I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good business guy, knows what's going on. I think he'll bring a lot to the Boston Globe. I think he'll be good for it.
Henry indicated in a statement more announcements regarding the sale will be forthcoming in the next few days. The purchase should be finalized by October. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.